This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله, the 21st night of Ramadan, and as you know, the odd nights of the last 10 nights, 21, 23, 25, 27 and 29, high probability that any one of them could be Laylatul Qadr, that night that if you capture this night in Ibadah, it is greater than 1,000 months of good deeds. And it's the night where the decree for the year will be made. Who will live, who will die, who will be sick, who will be healthy, who will get rizq. All of that will be decided in this night, the night of Laylatul Qadr. It is the night when the angels and Jibreel come down to the dunya to greet the believers as they are in worship. And there is salam, there is peace until Fajr, meaning there is an amnesty. Whoever wants forgiveness, tonight is the night where all that forgiveness will be given. This night, whatever is Laylatul Qadr. And so, people ask, what is the best I can do on Laylatul Qadr? The best thing one can do on Laylatul Qadr is to spend the night in Salah. To spend as much, if the night is 12 hours, how much of the night can you spend in Salah? We heard Surah Al-Muzammil, Allah says, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Stand the whole night except for a little. If you can, if you can't, then half. If you can't, then a third. As much as you can in the night in Salah. And for the sisters who are not able to perform Salah, don't worry, as we said, Allah will give you the reward. So long as you remain up, you stay awake, and you spend that time in Ibadah, in Dhikr, in reciting Quran, in making Dua, it will be counted for you, inshallah. Question, what type of Salah? And someone asked, what's the difference between Tahajjud, Taraweeh, Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud Tasbih, and what is the best one of them? Just quickly, Qiyamul Layl means the Salah by night. And so any Salah at night is Qiyamul Layl. Any Salah basically after Isha is deemed Qiyamul Layl. So Taraweeh is part of Qiyamul Layl. Tahajjud is a very special type of Salah, very special Qiyamul Layl, because it's done at the holiest time of the night. So that the time of the night, the last third, so about, let's say, from 2:30, from 3 o'clock until Fajr, that last third of the night is the holiest part of the night. Why? Because number one, it's the most difficult time to get up. And it is also the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in a manner which befits His majesty. When He comes and He looks, who's making Qiyamul Layl? In the Quran, Allah says, the Quran al-Fajr, the recitation before Fajr is mashhood, is a witness, is something which will testify for you. And it is one of the acts of the pious people to make tahajjud. And so, the last third of the night, so I said from 3 o'clock until suhoor, if you're able to spend an hour, half an hour, 10 minutes, whatever it is, that is the golden hour of the night. And so tahajjud is, you stand up, you perform salah, recite what you know of the Quran, hold the Quran if you need to, and then make dua, in your sajda, make long dua, ask Allah for whatever it is. As Allah says, He comes down and He asks, who is it that wants istighfar so I may forgive them? Who is asking me of my bounty so that I may give them of my bounties, of my rizq? Now the question of salatul tasbih is an anomalous kind of salah. There's very weak narrations about it. It's a salah where one stands 4 raka'ahs and you recite Surah Fatiha and a surah, and in the ruku you make the puji, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Akbar, 15 times, and then you do 10 times in sujood and 10 times between the sajda. This, as many of the scholars said, is strange. We have no narration of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever doing this. There is a weak hadith that mentions you should do it. However, let's not get into that tangent. What you can do, when you make your tahajjud, or you make your Salatul Layl, you know, as I said, is before tahajjud if you want to, then in your sajda, when you make Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, or Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, you can add Subhanallah, wa Alhamdulillah, wa La ilaha illallah. You can spin and say Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Thank Allah for all the mercy He's given you. That's all fine, inshallah. And so, this is fine. And the best thing and to do, as the Nabi did in this time, was he made Salah, recited Quran, and he made Dua. And that is the best possible thing, may Allah accept from us. Last point on that. Remember, the Nabi SAW, and if we need an incentive, the Nabi SAW says, whoever captures Laylatul Qadr in Salah, while you are making Salah, the angels descend, and you are sincere, all your sins are forgiven. We think about the scales of Qiyamah. We think of all that sins on there. Tonight, just a 5-minute salah that is sincere, one tear, and all those sins can be forgiven. Subhanallah. These are the opportunities may Allah accept and grant us. Ameen. We continue with Qiyamah. And we remembered the event so far. We had the standing before the event of Qiyamah, where the people were in in a crisis, frantic, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made his intercession at the Maqam al-Mahmud, and he asked Allah to make easy for the people as the sun was placed upon their heads. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the events of Qiyamah. The angels came and the throne of Allah was put there. And the people were able to drink from the pond, the well of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How wonderful it is the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to make sure that his ummah has something to drink on the day of Qiyamah. And then, and that's where we will meet him, subhanAllah. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he is excited to meet his brothers. And we said, and the Sahaba said, are we not your brothers? The Nabi said, no, you are my Sahaba. My brothers are those who believe in me, but they haven't seen me. And I will meet them basically at the Hawd. That's the first time we'll get to meet the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it will be his ummah. This is his ummah. Then we said, the judgment will begin. And everybody will be lined up and facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's important to mention here, the believers will see Allah, not in the, there will be it will not be the true seeing of Allah, but they will see Allah with the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be a sign of goodness to those who could see the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who are not able to see, right, they will know that this is, Allah has prevented them from seeing him on Qiyamah. And then everyone will stand in silence, waiting for the records to be given. And once the records are given, then is the debate, the questioning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look and inspect our deeds. We'll have one-on-one discussions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is easy, inshallah, then the person is successful. If it's detailed and public, then this is a bad sign. When that is done, then Allah will bring the mizan, the scale, and the deeds will be weighed. And everybody will be waiting to see which side the scale will go. The person who has shirk will have no scale, no goodness on his scale, and he will be ruined completely. Anyone with any active shirk, khalas, he's finished, he's ruined. And as for those who did not have shirk, now it must be seen, good deeds, bad deeds, where do you go? If your good deeds are heavy on the one side, alhamdulillah, you'll go straight to Jannah. If your deeds are not sufficient, or you have lots of sin, then there might be a penalty. And you might have to, may Allah protect, a punishment may be afflicted on that person. On Qiyamah, there are certain events or certain questioning, and we don't know where this happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he will call the Anbiya, and he will question them about their people in particular. Yahdi billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Nabi Isa, Allah will say to Nabi Isa on the Day of Judgment, O Isa, the Arabic is not correct there, O Isa, son of Mary, did you tell the people to take yourself and your mother as ilah, as gods besides Allah? Did you tell the people to worship you? Allah is going to ask, bring Nabi Isa, and he will be questioned about this. Did you tell them to worship you? And then Nabi Isa will say, Subhanaka, glory be to you. How could I say something which is not befitting me? I have no right to say that. If I had said such a thing, then you would certainly have known it. You know what is inside of me. You know my innermost secrets, but I do not know what is inside of you, you Allah. Indeed, you alone are the knower of all sins. So Nabi Isa says, I had nothing to do with the shirk that these people are doing. Please, Ya Allah, I have nothing to do with them. Then Allah will ask the angels, Allah will ask, وَيَكُولُ الْمَلَائِكَ أَهَاؤُلَا إِيَّاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. Allah is going to say to the angels, he will gather them, all of them, and he will say to the angels, did the people used to worship you? Jibreel, Mikael, were you a partner with me on the day of Qiyamah? And the angels says, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ Allah, exalted, O you, Allah. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا. You are our protector. We submit to you. مِن دُونِهِمْ. We have nothing to do with them, Ya Allah. بَلْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنْ. Rather, Allah, they worship the jinn. Don't look at us, Ya Allah. It's the jinn that they work. أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ. And they believed in the jinn. Then Allah will bring Iblis, subhanAllah. And there is a khutbah, so a sermon. Iblis is going to address the people. So now imagine the scene, and this is perhaps at the end of the questioning. And Allah, the people who are ruined will stand on one side, waiting for judgment. And the people who are successful are standing on one side. And then Iblis will be brought forward. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ. And Allah says that Shaitan will say, لَمَّا قُدِيَ الْأَمْرِ. When the matter is finished, meaning when judgment is over, those who have been ruined are ruined, those who are successful are successful. إِنَّ اللَّهِ. And he will say to the people, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Allah promised you a truthful promise. Whatever Allah said was true. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَخْلَخْفْتُكُمْ. But I promised you a false promise. And I too promised you, but I betrayed you. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. And I had no power over you. I could not compel you to do anything. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ فِلِي. I only called you and you obeyed what I said. I just invited you to the sin and you did. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي. So none of you should blame me today. Iblis is going to say to everybody, don't blame me. لُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِحِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِحِي. I cannot help you today and you can't help me today. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. And I make kufr of you. I reject all of you for the shirk that you made with me as a partner with Allah. Verily, there is a painful torment for the wrongdoer. So Iblis will add salt to the wounds of the believer and said, this is all up on you, don't blame me, don't look at me. And then, subhanAllah, this would be the end of Iblis and the people of Jahannam. Question, what happens to those who never heard about Islam? As we said, the one thing Allah is going to ask, what did you worship? So there are people who maybe lived in the jungles and they never heard about Islam, they never had a Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He does not punish a people until حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولَهُ. He does not hold people account until He send them a Nabi. No, not everybody heard about a Nabi or received one. And so what is going to happen to them on the day of Qiyamah, they will see what's going on Qiyamah. Then Allah will say to these people, you did not have a Nabi that was sent to you. Today, do you acknowledge that I am the Lord of Qiyamah? And they're going to say, yes, you are the Lord. Allah will ask, do you obey me? And they'll say, yes. So then Allah is going to say, I'm going to test you. Go to Jahannam. Obey me. And for those who obey, will find it Jannah. And those who disobey, will find it Jahannam. But it's inshallah, let's hope that all these people will obey Allah. And all of those who did not hear, inshallah, they will enter Jannah. So now what happens? And there's a long hadith, and it's a very complex hadith that we're going to talk about, inshallah, about what happens. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we're going to backtrack a bit. The Sahaba asked the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, will we see Allah on the day of Qiyamah? And so the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to them, do you have any difficulty in seeing the sun and the moon when the sky is clear? A full moon or when it's clear, do you have any difficulty in seeing it? So they said, no. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you will also have no difficulty in seeing Allah on the day of, on Qiyamah, as you have no difficulty seeing the moon in a very clear day or the sun in a clear day. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then continued. He said, somebody will then announce, let every nation, now this is the part, once the judgment is done and people are standing, now they'll be in groups and the angels will announce, let every group follow that which they used to worship. All the gods, so the idols will be brought, the stones will be brought, the kramats, the graves, all those things will be brought. And Allah, and of course, not even like Nabi Isa has been worshipped, he's not going to be with them, but the objects that they worshipped, Nabi Isa has nothing to do with their shirk. So then, the companions of the cross will go to their cross, and the idolaters will then go to their idols, and the companions of every false god, they will stand with their false gods. Till there remains those who used to worship Allah. And then these groups will one by one be cast into Jahannam. All the people of shirk will be taken and cast into Jahannam. We'll talk about that in a minute. So now on Qiyamah, people are being removed based on what they used to worship. And the only people that's left, of course, the people who didn't commit shirk. Both the good ones and the bad ones. The believers, both good and bad, will be standing. And also the people of the book. And so Allah will ask the people of the book, the Yahud, who did you worship? They will say, we worshipped Uzair, the son of Allah. Allah said, I had no son, so go to Jahannam. And then Allah will ask the Nasara, who did you worship? They will say, we worship Jesus, the son of your son, Ya Allah. Allah will say, I had no son, you lied. And they will also be dispatched. Then there will only be the Muslims. And Allah will ask them, why are you still standing here? What are you doing? And they said, we are waiting for our Lord. So we're going to take, there's now two journeys. There are those who are cast into Jahannam, and there are those who remain. So let's talk about those who were dispatched to Jahannam. And Allah speaks about this moment, and subhanAllah protect us from this. Anyone who is in this group will never ever leave Jahannam, because this is the group of shirk. And Allah speaks about them. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. Then as for the one whose scale is ruined, and it's light, Yawma, they will be seized and they will be cast in Jahannam. Yawma yushabuna fi nari ala wujuhim. They will be chained up and dragged on their faces in Jahannam. Dhuku masakar. Taste the torment of a sakar. Alladhina kadhabu bil kitabi wa bima arsalna bihi rusulna fasawfa ya'lamun. Idha, Allah says, when they are shackled and will be around their necks, aghlal. Idha aghlalun fi a'naqihim. So now, you know, in the court, when the person is found guilty, the judge will say, arrest him. So now Allah is going to say, seize them. They will be grabbed and they will be put chains. They will cry, they have all left us. All our partners and those who we committed shirk are gone. In fact, we did not. And then they'll say, but we didn't do anything wrong. We didn't worship anyone besides Allah. This is how, and then Allah says, this is how we will leave the disbelievers basically in their regret. ذَلِكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْرِحُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. It will be said to them, this is because your punishment is because of your pride and your arrogance in the land. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تُمْرَحُونَ. And what you acted haughtily. إِذْ دَخَلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. When they enter the gates of Jahannam, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا forever, فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَسِيرُ. Now this is, as we know in Surah Tabarak, Allah says that as for the people of Jahannam, as for the kuffar, those who committed shirk, will go to Jahannam. Allah mentions this moment, إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا, when they are thrown into Jahannam, سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَيْكًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ. They will hear Jahannam inhaling them. Jahannam is alive. They will hear Jahannam swallowing them up as they are cast into it. وَهُوَ تَفُورْ And it will erupt, it will boil over. Each time a group is thrown in, Jahannam will kind of swallow them, and there will be a huge burst of fire that comes up. تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْثِ It almost bursts with rage. كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَمْ Every time a group is thrown into it, the angels of Jahannam will say, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ Like, what are you doing here? Did someone not come to you and told you about this day, about Jahannam? قَالُوا بَلَا قَدَ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ He said, yes, there was. People, Anbiya did come to us. فَكَذَّبْنَا But we disbelieved in them. وَقُلْنَا And we said, مَا نَزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ That Allah didn't send anything. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ You, Anbiya, you're all crazy. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا Now they said, if only كُنَّا نَسْمَعْ If only we just listened. Oh, نَعْقِلْ Or thought just a little bit. مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ We would not be here in Jahannam. فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ And then they will acknowledge, they will now realize what they had done. فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so away, let them be in Jahannam and enough with them. So Allah protect us from this, subhanAllah. This is the complete remorse of the people of Jahannam. And as we said, this group of people, of the mushrikeen, enter Jahannam through its gates. And whoever enters through its gates, it's understood they will not exit from it because they go to a special, they go to the extreme punishment of Jahannam. Now we get back to the stands of Qiyamah. Remember, all Allah says, those who worship others besides me, follow your false gods to Jahannam, and they would go. Now the people who did not commit shirk will remain. And they will stand there. And Allah will ask them, why are you still standing here? What are you people waiting for? And they will say, why don't you go with these people? So they will say, Ya Allah, we were not part of them. We only worshipped our Lord. And on the day, and we are still waiting for Allah to come. We had to follow. You said we must follow the ones we worshipped. And so we are waiting for our Lord to come. Now, and again, we don't understand these hadith. This is a manner beyond our understanding. Allah says, He will then present Himself in a form which is different to the one that they were seeing now, that light in the sky. And then Allah will say, I am your Lord, so worship me. And the people will say, you are not our Lord. We will not bow to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Anbiya will start talking to this shape. And Allah will ask them, is there anything to convince you that I am Allah? So then they will say, the shin. Now what is this? In the Quran, Allah says in Surah Qalam, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ On the day when the shin, and there's a literal meaning and a metaphorical meaning, so the literal meaning, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ On that day, the shin of Allah will be shown. Allah will show, unveil His shin. وَيُدَعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ And He will command the people to make sujood. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ And the disbelievers will not be able to make sujood. What is يُكْشَفْ إِنْسَاقٍ Some have said it is literally Allah will show His shin to the people of Qiyamah and then they will bow down. Another meaning in Arabic, يُكْشَفْ إِنْسَاقٍ is the matter will be made clear. On that day when it will be clear who the Lord is. So Allah will remove any ambiguity. When He does that, then it will be clear this is Allah. And so all the people of Iman will bow, the good ones and the bad ones. The munafiqs will also be there. And then those who are not true believers will not be able to make sujood. And this is where they will get stuck. And so now it is clear who are believers and not true believers. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place for the believers one of the last hurdles, the second last hurdle basically, which is the sirat. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, where is Qiyamah? So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qiyamah is on a place just outside of Jannah. And to reach Jannah, you must cross the Sirat. You must cross the bridge. It is a bridge that is slippery, at which there are hooks and clamps and thorns, that is wide, it's as narrow as a hair, and as sharp as a sword, and it has hooks that will pull you down into Jahannam. Some people will cross over the Sirat like lightning, and some will be like the wind, and some will be like birds, and some will be like horses, and others would jog, and some would walk, and some would stumble, some would crawl over it, and some would collapse and fall down, the last one being dragged over the Sirat. And so, also in the Quran it's mentioned that when the crossing happens, all the light will disappear. It will be completely pitch black. There will be no light at all. And you must cross the Sirat in darkness. And so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He mentions in the Quran, Allah will give the believers a type of a lamp, depending on their goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا Allah says, oh, you believe, make tawbah, make sincere tawbah to Allah. Asa rabbukum ay yukaffira ankum sayyi'atikum. Inshallah, Allah says, perhaps. I mean, Allah, wherever He says perhaps, He means He will. He will forgive your sins. Wa yudakhilum jannah. And He will enter you into gardens tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Yawma la yukhzi Allahu an-nabiyya wal-ladhina amanu ma'ah. On that day, Allah will not humiliate the anbiya and their followers. نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They will be given a lamp in front of them. وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, and on their right. يَقُولُونَ, they will say, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. Oh Allah, increase our light. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So the believers will be given a lamp. And they will have to cross this very narrow bridge, which is placed over Jahannam. Allah says in the Quran, everybody must pass by Jahannam. So for the believer, this is the closest he will get to Jahannam. He must cross over it with this tiny lamp. And for some people, it will be bright. For others, the lamp will go on and off and flicker. And the Nabi says, we'll end off with this. He will be the first one to cross the Sirat. Of everybody, he will be the first. And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, where will you be on the day of Qiyamah? So he said, look for me in three places. Look for me at the Sirat. Because once he crosses over, he will not stop. He will then stand and he will like encourage his ummah, come over. And he will make dua, Allahumma sallim, sallim. He will say, my ummah, come. He will encourage the people over. So he said, find me at the Sirat. If you don't find me there, he says to Anas, then I will be at the Mizan, I'll be at the scale. Why is he at the scale? Because when the scale is being weighed, he is making intercession. Shifa'a, Ya Allah, Shafa'a, Ya Allah, let the scale be heavy. Forgive this man. Take away their sins. And then he says, if you don't find me there, you'll find me at the Hawd where I'm giving up the water. So the whole day of Qiyamah, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's objective is his ummah, his ummah. And so we will wait and for him to cross the first one. He's the first to cross the Sirat of all of humanity. And then his ummah will follow. We continue tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah grant us to cross the Sirat with ease. Ameen, ameen, walhamdulillah. Just an announcement. Salatul Layl, inshallah, will be at 10 o'clock till 10:30, 8 raka'as. And also for those who would like to participate in our Mahrajan, we know that people are hungry. So if you can, on this day of Eid, sponsor a pot of food, you and your family. Inshallah, what a great charity it would be. And then our quiz quickly. What will be the heaviest thing on the scale on the day of Qiyamah? We said good deeds. Your good character will be the heaviest thing on the day of Qiyamah. And then how long are the chains that will tie up the mushrikeen in Jahannam? It's in the ayah, we didn't speak about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they were amma man khafat mawaz, those who scale are heavy, that they will be chained up on chains, sab'a dhira, seven cupids, seven arms length, basically. That's the answer, inshallah. Inshallah, that's the answer. I gave it to you. All right. Question, the prize, Sister Aisha Dokrat. She here? Sister Aisha here? Yes, alhamdulillah. And then Yusri Williams, mashallah, Yusri wrote the scale, the mizan. Needs that, our heavy scale. Grant us deeds that are heavy on the scale. Ameen, ameen, jazakallah khair. All the best, keep us in your du'as, and may Allah grant you a blessed Laylatul Qadr. Ameen.